Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Catch Some Z's podcast. If you're new, welcome to the show, and if you're returning, welcome back, my friends. So this episode is called Girl, I Didn't Know You Could Get Down Like That. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. If you're familiar with the Destiny's Child song Independent Woman, because I've had some phenomenal guests so far this season, and we've got a couple more still up ahead, don't you worry. But when I was talking to this season's guests, and as you know, we were kind of creating the episodes, I also had to have some moments where I was, again, you know, doing the reflection that I do for this show. And I needed to take some time to really kind of give myself my props, because it's something that I have such an interesting relationship with, right? Like, I've achieved a lot. I've done a lot of really cool things. I've done a lot of cool things literally, like, in the time between me releasing the previous episode and this one, which I'll, you know, get to in a little bit. And I simply don't really, like, always appreciate it. I don't always understand it. I don't know. So I'm going to take some time, one, to kind of talk about one way that I had the realization that I am, in fact, the shit. So I'm going to talk about some of the ways that I remind myself of that. And then also I'm going to do a deeper dive into some reflection about just, you know, where I'm at right now in my life versus where I was this time, you know, last year, a couple years back. So that's what we're going to do today, folks. So let's get into it. So like I mentioned, you know, I have the honor of knowing so many incredible people. And, you know, when I was talking with Jerome, when I was talking with Cassidy, and hearing their stories and hearing about their journeys, it's just really inspiring to me. And I love that I am friends with and just have such close and personal relationships with people that inspire me every day. You know, I'm always surrounded by people who just do these amazing things, and they make me want to also do amazing things, right? And then there are some times, right, because I'm a human being, there are some times where my friends or people I'm close to are sharing their stories, and it's like, wow, I wish I could do something like that. And sometimes I'll say that, right? Sometimes I'll out loud be like, wow, like, that's so cool. I wish I could do something like that. And those very same friends will be like, bro, what are you talking about? You do. And I'm like, what do you mean? No, of course not. And I was having that same, you know, thought process as I was working on this episode. And I was inspired by someone else who was not a guest on the show, but someone who's been around as far as like during my high school years and stuff. And so I'm not going to use his name just because I didn't ask and get consent beforehand. But I'll definitely let him know that, like, I'm shouting him out on the podcast. But, you know, this kid went to my high school. He was in all of just all the programs, all the things, you know, student, you know, class president, all of that, and went on to do really good in college, to the point where, like, he graduated early and, you know, got a job at his university, was working, and then got super involved with, like, local politics and stuff. And I just remember seeing this all happen, like, within, it was just a really short, like, short time period. And I was like, wow, like, look at this guy go. Like, we always knew he was going to do super duper things, but here he is, like, you know, really making it happen. And I would sometimes tell, like, my friends in college, I'd be like, wow, like, this guy, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. And, oh, look, he's up to this thing now. And I was always just super, like, kind of inspired by his story. And I remember I was telling his story relatively recently to someone. And again, I was going on and on about it. And I was like, wow, like that's great, that's great. And the person that I was speaking to was looking at me like, okay, yeah, like that is great. You're talking about it though as if you haven't done the same thing. And I'm like, what? Like, no, I didn't. And I had this friend literally turn back to me in my face and they were like, yes, you did. Like, you also did these amazing things while you were an undergraduate student, and then did a lot of great things when you were a graduate student, and then now you work at your alma mater and you're involved in these different community efforts and you've started these projects. And like, she's literally listing everything that I've done just like in the short time that she's known me. And I had to sit there. I sat there again like the VeggieTales gif of the tomato with his mouth open. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, you are correct. I have done these things. And she was sharing it with me, right? Like, I lived all of the things that she was mentioning, but her telling it to me sounded like I was hearing it for the first time. And I would love to get to the bottom of why that is. Why am I so surprised at my own success? Why is it like sometimes foreign to me, that I've got all the accomplishments that I have. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a dinner party and, we were all introducing ourselves and the prompt was, go around and tell us like who you are, what you do, but also like what your passion projects are. And when my turn came, each time I finished saying something, people are gasping. They're like, oh my gosh, wow, like how do you have time to rest? That's so incredible. Oh, you're doing all of these cool things. And as if I didn't just again list everything that I do, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, how would I not have time to rest? It's not like I'm doing a lot, even though I was doing a lot. I am doing a lot. I'm always working very hard. And I don't know, I think part of it just, is a product of me having super high expectations for myself. And so a lot of what I get done, I don't look at it as this great thing that I overcame. I look at it as, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I was going to do anyway. Like, don't give me a cookie, don't give me a trophy for doing what I was supposed to do. You can acknowledge me when I go above and beyond. And I guess I interpret my default as above and beyond. And it really all came crashing down for me a couple weeks ago. My job gave me an award. And it turned out to be like this really nice ceremony. It was an award that they just started doing this year, so they haven't, given it out before. And when I was notified that I was going to be, the recipient, I was like, okay, cool, like, nice. And it took me like 3 or so weeks before I even told my mom. And when I told her, I was like, hey, they're giving me an award, but like, it's no big deal. So, like, don't worry about it. Don't feel like you need to come to the ceremony and stuff. And now, mind you, my mother is an active parent, has always been an active parent. And so, anytime I was in anything, doing anything, she was front and center. It could have been, I'm getting a certificate because I'm on the dean's list. I'm, in somebody's production. I have a line in, a class assembly. Like, doesn't matter what it is, mom is there, front and center. And so I tell her about this award. I'm like, don't worry about it. You don't have to come. And she's like, yeah, okay, shut up. I'll be there. And she came and it turned out to be like, this really nice, this very nice ceremony. And I had a thank you and acceptance speech. And of course, I included her in it. And after we left the ceremony, we came back to my home. And she's like, yeah, so I'm never going to listen to you again as far as you telling me, oh, like, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Because what I just saw up there was more than you getting an award. Like, I saw the love that, your community has for you. I saw firsthand, like the impact that you and the work that you do has on your work environment, and like only people only had wonderful things to say, and you told me it's no big deal. Like, what's your problem? And we laughed about it, but I genuinely felt like what I said wasn't wrong, And, you know, the next day I came into my office and I had my award up on the shelf and I'm looking at it, but I'm like scoffing at it. I'm scoffing at this award that I'm like incredibly grateful and humbled to have received. And, you know, all it's doing is frustrating me. And it's, I said it in my acceptance speech too. I was like, you know, this is a really impactful award because it's not like, you know, I fundraised and earned the most money for something, right? Like it's the award was very much based off of just impact and experience and very it's qualitative data, not quantitative, right? And so, you know, it signals to me and to everybody else that like, you know, I do give a damn about my job and I'm pretty good at it. And even with all of that, I'm looking at it, I'm like, no, like this is a lie. Like this doesn't actually matter. Of course, you want to give me an award like this. You know, I work hard, I do good because that's what I'm supposed to do. And that was really only what, 2 weeks ago now, as of this recording. And even still, I'm like, I have to force myself to look at it and be like, ah, yes, like I'm being honored for my work, and that feels nice. Like, even now, as I'm recording this episode for you all, like I'm looking at my degrees on my wall. And like, you know, it's whatever. Even though it was an incredible journey to get both of my degrees, it's still like, oh, well, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, college, right? So I don't know. Maybe it's just a byproduct of being a Caribbean child, daughter of a Caribbean, Caribbean immigrant or whatever. I don't know. And it just kind of speaks all of this to a larger conversation that I've had here on the podcast too about, you know, just what my values are and how I show up in the world. And I don't know, it's, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. And I would love to come up with some solid and concrete answers. The other reason I think I've been, well, not I think, the other reason I know I've been kind of in this really deep reflective phase as it relates to, you know, me and my capabilities, is because a couple of days ago, those Snapchat memories came up and it showed me, you know, a video I took on February 1st, 2021. And I'm not going to get into too many of the details. I'll save that for the paid supporters. Shout out Colleen. But basically, you know, my promotion that I got at work happened a year ago, and the details around the promotion were, incredibly chaotic. And yeah, just very chaos is the word, and we're gonna keep it. So, and I recorded a video on Snapchat when I got home from work, and I looked really cute out on a black turtleneck. And I recorded it like in the mirror, just, and I literally was like, you know, taking this video to see where I'm at this time next year. I just accepted the offer for my promotion and, you know, told the people who I needed to tell that that's, you know, the direction I'd be going. And also around that time was when like my new boss had started working too. And so that was the end of my era of being alone at the office and doing everybody's job. And but the main reason I took the video, I said, you know, oh, I'm gonna look back on this time next year, see where I'm at. I fully intended to no longer be at my job this time this year. When I took that video, the plan in my head, I was like, no, like I will not be here come 2022 February. Like I'll be out of here. I'll be doing something different. I don't know what, but like I'm not gonna be here. I didn't say that though in the video, right? All I said was, we'll see where we're at. And like Tisha Campbell, I'm still here. And I saw that video, you know, a couple days after my award, and then I just was reminded of why I made that video last year, and it kind of brought me back just to all of the real stress, the work-related stress that I was under just from the end of 2020 till about, February 2021. And I didn't like being there emotionally both times, right? I didn't like it when it was happening, and I didn't like reflecting on it. And I did recognize that, I guess, again, in hindsight, I was like, I was less impacted by it, again, because it wasn't actively happening to me. But it was scary in the sense that a lot of the emotions that I, was feeling back then, I did kind of start to actually feel them again. But I didn't use the outlets that I was using way back when. I chose a lot of healthier options, which is good. But having those feelings come back up right in the aftermath of me getting an award, and then like just looking at kind of those parallels, to me, it felt very like, honestly, it felt like someone was playing in my face. And unfortunately, that someone was me. And, I definitely do tie a lot of, let's get these thoughts out. I'm not somebody who identifies my personhood and who I am by my accomplishments. However, they are the most beautiful accessories. And so, I do pride myself on being like a good person, right? Like, I do strive for excellence. I do want to be genuine. I want to be authentic, right? Like, I'm not somebody, you ask me, oh, who are you? And I tell you what my job is. No. However, I also am very proud of my accomplishments, even though I don't feel it all the time. And so all of this to say, getting that award, remembering of how I felt this time last year, and now I'm getting an award. And it's like, the reason I felt the way I felt was because I wasn't getting the support that I needed from my work community. And that support was absent because it was a direct result of incompetence, right? It wasn't like people were being mean to me or anything like that. No, it was like we were in a pandemic, and people were, well, we still are in a pandemic. Let's, not get it twisted, but people were just behaving poorly. They were not exhibiting true leadership characteristics. There were some cases where I was actually being lied to. I was being played. Like, people were playing in my face. Which like pisses me off, because it's like, you're not slick anyway. So all of those feelings are coming up, but it's the same institution that's now giving me an award because, oh, you go above and beyond. Like, well, yeah, no duh, but because the rest of you don't. I took it there. Wasn't supposed to be this kind of episode, and it's not going to. We're gonna come back. We're gonna come back to center. The truth is, yeah, this is why I'm frustrated, right? A couple days ago on the Instagram, I found an old post from November 2020, and I was talking about how I almost quit my job because I was like pissed off. I was angry, and I left work early because I was just like so incredibly frustrated. And I was thinking about that, in these last couple weeks. And that's been what's going on. That's been the energy. And it can be really difficult, right? I'm sitting here talking about how I have a weird relationship with my accomplishments, how I'm proud of my accomplishments despite that weird relationship. And I actually do a lot of things that are worthy of the accolades and worthy of the acknowledgement that I get. And at the same time, not letting those things define who I am, but it's like, also just like, respect me enough not to play in my face. And I was hoping that this time this year, when I made that video last year, that I would be in a position where people are no longer playing in my face. The piece, the hard pill to swallow, that, it's the truth that I already knew, that most of us already know, but we just sometimes don't want to believe, is that there's always going to be somebody playing in your face. And again, there are still people very much playing in my face. But they don't have to matter. And I used to not be able to kind of separate that. I used to, you know, if people were playing in my face, I felt like I had to give them attention, you know, and I had to work extra hard to tell them, no, like, this is not allowed. And at least for me, what I'm finding to work, what I'm finding to be true is that I don't even actually have to interact with, acknowledge, give attention to people who are playing at my face. I can simply establish the boundaries that I establish and let them play with themselves instead. And it's hard, right? Because even just this past week, I had an emotionally an emotionally diverse week as it relates to my job, and it definitely left me feeling very blue a couple of days, especially leaving the office. Caught myself shedding a couple thug tears in my car in the work parking lot at the end of the day, and it was like super rainy and foggy outside. It looked like Forks, Washington, a la Twilight. It was bad for me. And you know, I don't, you know, I don't like feeling that way for anything, but especially not no job. And you know, I got past it, and I'm still, you know, learning how to not just not get in my bag for no reason, essentially. That's really what it is. I'm learning how to work with what I have, right? Work within the situations and the confines, I guess, that I'm currently in, right? Because everything is temporary. And I'm just working on not letting it get to me to such a poor degree. And you know, some days I handle it better than others, but I'm sharing all of this to say that if anybody is going through anything similar, if you have gone through something similar, like I said before, it's temporary and you can and will figure it out, and you will come up with something that works for you. But also, I guess you can take comfort in the fact that this is something that I'm actively navigating still. You know, like I said, I was hoping things would be different this time this year. And I mean, they are, but I just kind of had a different vision in my head. And I'm not disappointed. I'm just learning to, again, like I said, accept the situations for what they are and figuring out what I can do to make it better while I'm here. All the while, right? I'm still very much working on changing my circumstances. I'm not just shedding thug tears in parking lots and going to bed. I am putting the work in behind the scenes, but I don't know. I just want you to also feel comfortable and feel like you have some company if you are going through something similar. You know, these circumstances don't last forever. And if you want something bad enough, if you put the work in to get it, you can and you will get it. Or you'll get something better. You'll get something that you didn't even imagine, you know? For instance, this time last year. Oh, wait a minute. I think I was about to reveal something that I haven't revealed yet. I think I was about to reveal the surprise that I'm saving for the end. Ooh. So never mind. Stay tuned to the end of the season. But, you know, this time last year, that surprise did not yet exist. That's what I'll say. And, you know, now it does. And that's actually made a world of difference for me. But I'll share more about that later on in the season. In the meantime, let's get into our episode reflection question. So this week's reflection question is, dun, 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 Was there a time in your life that you, quote unquote, lost yourself? And the follow-up question is, what steps should someone take to find themselves again? So, this question, again, inspired by the overall theme of this season, right? I personally, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe my memory is just not as good as I think it is. But, I look back on different parts of my life and I look at, areas of improvement. I'm like, damn, I could have done this better. I should have acted this way. I shouldn't have done, or I shouldn't have felt this way, things like that. And when I look back on all of those things, the conclusion that I come to is that, I'm not the person I thought I was, right? I am not someone who exhibits the qualities and the characteristics that I believe that I hold today. And then I get contributions from objective sources, or rather sources that are not me. reminiscing with friends, watching old home videos, talking to my parents, this, that, the third, whatever. And they'll tell me a story about something that I did that is so incredibly consistent with who I am today. And it's like, oh, I did that? And they're like, yeah, like you always have been, insert this glowing review, right? And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, and it makes me feel good because then I'm like, okay, well, good. Sounds to me like I actually am pretty consistent. And so it's not that I lost myself, but I just be forgetting. Sometimes I be forgetting. And so I want to know if that is true for any of you, if that's something that you all have experienced. Do you find yourself or yourselves feeling like you are not the same person you once were, and you wish that you were that person again, or you're glad that you've outgrown certain habits or tendencies, anything like that? Or are you also like me and you have, certain memories about things and you think, man, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I didn't do that. And then someone comes in and they're like, actually, you behave the way that we all expect you to and the way that you still do now. Like, let me know if that's true for you. And if you are someone who has, quote unquote, lost themselves and took some steps to get back to it, what are some of the things that you've done? Hopefully, this season, what I'm hoping it does for me is it helps me do some positive and more accurate reflections, or reflecting on who I was, and taking a look at who I am and seeing, where the similarities lie and where the differences lie. And, so far, so good. I've even been revisiting some older episodes and some older content these last few weeks. Again, as I mentioned, I've been kind of going through it a little bit. And I look through old posts, I look through old episodes, and I'm like, oh, wow, you're really preaching right now. Shout out to you. Or I look at old content maybe that I've done, and again, in the moment, I'm putting this stuff out and I'm like, oh, like this is whack. Nobody cares but me. I'm the only one who's like into it. And then I look back at stuff that I posted a year or 2 years ago, and I'm like, oh, I was doing pretty cool stuff. So I don't know, right? I think at the end of the day, we're all our biggest critic, right? And it's weird because I'm also like my biggest fan. So it's kind of hard wearing two hats. I don't really know what that relationship is supposed to look like, but we're gonna figure it out. So those are my questions. So I'm gonna repeat it once more to be clear, because I found myself rambling. My bad. Question is, was there a time in your life that you lost yourself? And the follow-up question is, what steps should someone take to find themselves again? So you sit with that, think about that, let me know. And you can leave it in the Instagram comments when this post goes up, or a DM, whatever you think, or if you see me out on the street, which only two of you probably actually would, unless somebody's creeping. But definitely, let's have that conversation on a platform that works for you. So that is my question. That is where I'm going to end this episode. The moral of the story here is I'm the shit. Okay, thank you for listening. And don't worry, if you listen to this podcast, you're the shit too. So shout out to you. And I'll see you on the next episode. Later.